to let it out, yo. This is your host, Rubenati.
And your boy, Rip.
And you're about to listen to a new episode, Let It Out Show.
All right, y'all, listen up.
What up, y'all? This is your host, Rubenati.
And your boy, Griff.
Welcome to another episode of Let It Out Show. Man, it's been a minute.
It's been about 6 minutes.
We got to do something. Every show, the last couple of shows, we started saying the same thing. I think we're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're not doing wrong.
Busy.
Nah, you know what? We're not doing anything wrong. Because there is a reason why this is a podcast, man. Yeah. And these are ours. It's something that we created to
share with everybody, to talk with. But, you know, real life is out there, too.
Whenever we get a chance, we get together, we throw some shit out there and see if it sticks.
Showing up, yo. It's sticking real well. I like to go.
We not always know we don't know what we're talking about. But...
y'all enjoy it. But Thank y'all for continuing to listen check us out.
Hey, man.
Yo.
I walked in here and I asked you, because I heard this somewhere, but I want you to check it out. The ozone layer, right?
Yeah.
Is it true that it gets damaged by cow's farts?
Yes.
Is that a fact?
I'm pretty sure it's because of this thing called methane. But when humans fart, it comes out too.
Yeah, but how come these cows is worse? Well, obviously they're bigger.
They got big old farts.
But I think we are more than though. So what's the, you know?
They got it's a lot of cows. But with this, all they're doing is farting all day.
There's more humans than cows.
Yeah, but each cow probably farts like 15 times for one human.
I don't know.
Way more. They just eating and farting all day. Humans fart sometimes in the bathroom, sometimes in the house. Cows just out in the field, just ripping it.
Just farting all day.
You know what else I heard about methane, though? Like on the top of landfills. Mm-hmm. You ever seen those pipes? They look like they go up and they bend over and there's a spout pointing down.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, it's like a vacuum device. It sucks up the methane gases and they use it to power something.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's a thing.
I don't know how they did it, but I've seen it. I seen something like that on TV.
Yeah, methane, but according to Google, methane levels are slowing the ozone layer's convalescence. And according to methane records, humans have a long history of fouling the air. Recovery methane is not only a greenhouse gas, but it is also attacking the ozone layer.
So we are not helping.
No. Of course not. You know humans, man. We just be blasting, messing up stuff. Bro, I read this thing one time. You know what it called humans? It called us space... what's the word? Space... I can't think of the word now. What are they? Space gremlins or space orcs.
What is that?
Humans are space orcs.
Oh. Okay.
We go on inventing stuff and... destroying the ground and digging stuff out of the earth, and I'm probably the only human being
that's helping the planet a little bit right now.
Nah, I am.
Because I hold farts. You don't.
That has nothing to do with anything.
You just rip that shit out.
Do you recycle?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Of course.
Everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. I have a recyclable bin inside my kitchen, like underneath the counter, and I have one outside.
My bad. Okay.
But it's because I hold farts. That's I don't fart in front of my lady, bro.
And that's what helps save the earth.
Yes.
Nothing else. Just the...
well, you know, besides that. So, man, how you been?
I've been living a very joyous life. I've been enjoying.
Oh, hold up.
You know I want to go on.
Hold up.
Okay.
Man.
Let's talk about this, man. We are talking to
an author.
Published,
bro.
Yeah.
You got your book out.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Okay. My book is called The Gift of Free Will, Using Your Free Will to Create Fulfillment and Contentment in Life. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle.
Go cap it, y'all.
Check it out. The audiobook comes out Friday. So if you're not a reader, you can listen to it. If you want to buy the paper book, the paperback, that'll be out probably next week, so a little bit after Christmas. It's a good book.
Proud of you, man.
If you want to just, even if you're not trying to like just support me or whatever, just go to Amazon, just check out. There's a free sample. It's the intro and like half of the first chapter. I put up that much up just if you just want to kind of read through it, get a feel for what it's about. But it's just a good message. Everybody on the planet needs to hear it. Every single human being needs to hear this message. And what it boils down to is no matter where you're at in life, no matter what you're doing, there's no such thing as just living the good life. Everybody says, oh, you know, I'm living the good life. And the reason why, it boils down to this simple quote. It was by Jim Collins. He said, good is the enemy of great. Which means if you have a good life, you don't have a great life. If you just have a good relationship, you don't have a great relationship. If you just have a good marriage, you don't have a great marriage. And that's just kind of what happens in the world. We just kind of settle. Mm-hmm. Humans used to be like pushing forward and developing and becoming a great society. But now everyone's just kind of like, I'm good. I mean, yeah. That's even the expression. How you doing, man? I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like no one's great. No one pushes for anything more than that. Even though we all have the ability. Like all of us can do it.
Right.
And there's times in your lives where you'll be like really great, crushing your goals, accomplishing things, you know, changing your life up. And then you reach a certain point, you're just like, I'm good. And you just stop. So, you know, that's kind of the message of the book. Especially when it comes to using your free will, because no matter poor, rich, Asian, blue, space alien, whatever the case may be, we all have free will. It's an amazing gift that people just don't use. They don't use it. They just waste it. They just think they have to follow the crowd, or they have to do what their mom tells them, or just whatever. They don't use their own free will, and it's such an amazing gift that we have. So, you know, I just want to try to put that message out there. But yo, check it out.
Hey man, I'm proud of you, bro. That's and it caught me by surprise because we share a common idea.
Yeah.
That in my opinion, it'll help you, you know, do things like complete things and not just leave it half-assed. So
yeah.
We don't say nothing to nobody of what we're doing until it's done.
Till the last minute.
And you caught me by surprise. Like, hey man, I walked in. You just like,
hey, guess what?
Man, guess what? I wrote a book. What? What?
Like, say what?
So yeah, it's so
done.
Dope. That was dope.
Not only is it done, but it's published. Like,
it's out there. It's
out there. It's ready.
And everybody out there, go ahead and get it. Say it again. What's the name of the book?
The Gift of Free Will.
The Gift of Free Will.
Just type that in. It'll
you have it, by the way. Right, Free Will.
Yep.
You just got to realize it. That book might help you do that.
It's true.
So go check it out. It might make you rich, man. It might make you love your wife even more or whatever. You know what I mean?
But here's the crazy thing about free will. There's no might. It will.
Right.
Like, everybody has an ability. Like, there's a chapter in my book. I talk a little bit about this. Jay-Z, Anne Franklin, Amazon, Bezos, you know, so many of these cats, they started out, they didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. The only thing they had was free will. And they decided, hey, I like rapping, but I also want to be a kabillionaire. Let me do it. And then they just follow the course. Mm-hmm. And people don't see that. They think that, oh, he's lucky. No, he's not. He just made a decision.
Well, it's not. You talk about Jay-Z. That dude has talent, too.
Well, yeah,
you got to find your talent, man.
That's the thing.
Find your talent.
In life, I don't really believe in luck. But here's the thing about it. Everything in life is a skill, right? Humans have the ability to improve their skill level, no matter what it is. Even if you start out terrible at dancing, if you dance every day for 5 years, guess what?
Right, you're going to get somewhat good, yeah.
It's going to happen. You're going to
go somewhere. You're going to get better.
Even if you have no rhythm, your mom can't dance, you only listen to rock music, if you dance every day for 5 years to rock music, someone's going to look at you and be like, dang, that dude, he doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, that's the reason there's a reason why there is classes and stuff like that. Courses for everything. Even for podcasting, there's classes. You know,
that's humans. We have skills. We can develop them. We can become. But that's what brings it up to the root core. You have to use your free will to do that. You can't let society stop you. You can't let, oh, well, I don't. girls don't want guys that can dance, but I like dancing. So just dance, and then you find another girl who likes dancing. Or, nah, man, I'm white. I can't dance. Okay, well, do you want to dance? Yes, I do. Start dancing. Stop limiting yourself. You're limiting your own gift that you have to use by putting these constraints in yourself. But that's not what free will is. It lets you do anything. That's why humans can swim underwater. Humans can't do that by themselves, but free will lets us. Humans can fly. We don't fly, but you see airplanes and all kind of crazy junk. Humans can athlete, bicycle, like, they do everything. A tree don't do none of that. It doesn't have free will. A dog can't become a president. It doesn't have free will. Humans are the only created species that have the ability to become anything. Anything, bro. But, of course, you gotta, you know, develop it, practice, improve your skills, and use it.
That's funny you say that, because I was listening to an interview, and I don't remember who it was, but they say something that it caught my attention.
Yeah.
When the guy said that he used to stop doing things because of what people said. Like, he wanted to do something that, oh, what did they say this? What did they say? That he cares so much about what others say that it limited.
Yeah.
His ability to do anything.
Yeah.
So he said that when he turned 30 or 35, he said, fuck it.
There you go.
Fuck it. And his career went through the roof.
Of course.
Because he said, the minute that I stopped caring about what people say, I just went,
whew. Now you can use your free will. You finally can use it.
He just went up like a rocket. And it's true. I've seen it in his career. It was just like, he was just there. That, who, man.
Can't remember who it was? Okay.
Because I remember talking about it with my wife. I said, this is crazy. How because I felt that way before, you know? Yeah. I've been in a spot where I'm like, man, I ain't doing that.
Nah, man. They might think I'm weird, or they might not. Nah,
was I talking to you about this? The shirt that I went to the store to buy? It was the new guy.
Okay.
He said, I have to go shopping for New Year's, but I want to look good. This year I want to look different. But I'm going to go along to the store. Because if I go with my wife, she's going to be like, hey.
Man, I mean that. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't like that.
And, and then I will go along with
that.
Yeah, like,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, babe. All right, which one we get?
You know what I'm saying? So and it happened to me a couple months ago. I picked up your shirt, right? And I pictured myself wearing it with shorts. And it was kind of retro. So it was kind of like.
Okay. It had the whole outfit.
It was different. But in my mind, I already had it.
True.
And I got the shirt and put it in the shopping cart. And she goes, you gonna wear that? I'm like, yeah, what's wrong with it? She goes, seriously?
Yes, I'm serious.
And I was like, yeah. Okay, huh. Okay. And then, boom, that's just...
That little nest in your head. That little seed in your head. Yeah. You just like, oh, man, what's gonna happen if I wear that?
It's like she... Yo, it's like...
Brain ninja'd you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my brain started... running like, oh man, maybe she's right.
Man, my style is off.
Would I look stupid? Forget it.
People ain't wearing that no more.
I didn't get the shirt. I didn't get to put it right
back.
Wow. It changed my whole idea of what I was going to wear.
Bro, I had some kind of app like that. I was at.
All right, bro. Hey.
He locked the door. He gone. Can't come back.
I was
I had something like that happen to me. I went to Goodwill and I saw an old button-up Arizona Western shirt. Okay, you know, the Western style with the little, you know, the double pockets and the little metal buttons. And same thing, I saw it and I'm like, yo, that would look fresh with, you know, a nice snapback, some black shorts, I got some black shoes. Oh, okay, I got like a gray sweat. Like, I had all these ideas. And I was like, oh, I even got some shoes. They're black with gray laces. And there's a little bit of gray in the shirt. Like, I had it all planned out. But same thing, I picked it up and, you know, my friend was kind of like, it's like a Western shirt, it's a country shirt. I was like, mm-hmm. But, you know, when you take it home and put it on and you got it all slacked out, and I guarantee, bro, everybody looking like, dang, that's a nice shirt. It's a nice shirt.
Did you actually bought it?
I brought it. I have it. It's a Arizona Western. I wore to take my car to a dealer one time. Some lady came out of the office. I like your shirt, sir. Thank you, man. I wore the fun spot. And I was like, "That's a nice shirt." You know, I'm like, "Thank you."
You know how good it feels when you feel good about what you're wearing. It's
you look good.
It's a different feeling, and
you look good.
And that doubt that people put in your head.
Yeah, it messes you up. And the thing is, you wear other people's doubt. You wear it. You wear that feeling. Because you're like, man, I got this on, but
it's not what you know what, though? That has to do with the bullying that we got going on. It's not a... How to say it? Bullying is bullying, right?
But
it's like, in where I'm from,
yeah,
bro, what are those?
You know yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, so, they be making fun.
So, you know, you're coming from that. My boys see me with his shirt. Boy, they going to murder
tear
me.
Tear you up. But so, here's the flip side of that. Like, if you look at, like, top influencers, like, you know, like, I mean... Like in now, when I say influencers, I just mean people that are popular, that are trendsetters, like Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne dressed
2 Chainz, you know, 6ix9ine, you know, just these Bad Bunny. You know, look how they dress. Yes, they dress like they want. They don't follow no courses. They don't try to do what this guy's doing. And when you look at it, you're like, dang, my boy swagged up. He ain't worried about whatever you worried about. He worried about him, and he look good. He feel good. He dressed sweet. Maybe don't match to you, but in his head, he's fresh. And you just like, yo, I feel that.
Right.
So that's kind of the same. And but again, that's using his free will. He's like, look, I got talent. I got da-da-da-da-da. But I also want to dress this way. And then he just does it. And everyone's kind of like, oh, dang. Okay, that's cool. But if he just like, oh, well, I don't know if you're going to like that. I'm pretty sure that they're like, okay, well, I like it.
Yeah.
And then they walk out the house.
Whatever, man.
Strutting down the street, like, swagged up. And you're just like, dang, that's him. Okay. So, I kind of take a little bit of influence from that. Because I see that there's a portion that I talk about where there's a profession called the stone splitter. And they take these huge, huge crags or boulders and they split them in half. But to do that, you take a pin and a hammer and you hammer. Ting, 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 ting. And then you move up. Ting, 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 ting. And they do that like, you know, 700 times all the way around this boulder. The last one, ding, blah, the whole thing splits perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So to get that accomplishment done, there's a lot of hammer hits. There's a lot of work that goes into it. But people, because of social media, because of this internet, they don't see all the work that went into that person getting to where they are. All they see is the very last hit.
The success. Ding. That's it, yeah.
They're just like, oh, see, that he was just born lucky. No, he wasn't. Oh, his mom showed him that. No, she didn't. Like, you know, oh, his dad's blah, 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 blah. No, they worked for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some cases where, you know, everything was laid out for him. But for the most part, cats started at the bottom. You know, that expression comes out.
Right.
And they worked and they worked. And then you just get to see the last tink. Then it cracks open. You just like, wow.
Some people just lucky.
Yeah.
Because there's a lady, I read this on Instagram. And it's actually true because everybody's talking about it.
Okay.
Man, that sounds so millennial. It's true because everybody's talking about it.
I haven't checked any facts, but people are talking about it.
I cut myself saying it.
Obviously true.
Oh, that's the worst. My bad, y'all. But anyway, I don't care.
There you go.
The lady is selling farts. Have you ever heard about this?
Sending?
Selling.
Selling?
Farts in a yard. In a jar.
She farts in a jar.
And she sells it. For thousands of dollars.
People buy it?
Oh, yeah. She made 50 grand and I don't know if it was a month or whatever.
They buy farts in a jar.
From her, yeah.
And do what with it?
Smell it, I guess. I don't know, man. I mean, people got fetishes, man. They just like, you know what? Man, I would smell your fart. That's how high you are. And then she's like, I'll sell it to you. See, OnlyFans is a website. You ever heard about OnlyFans?
Hold on. Can we just back up for a few seconds here? So there's a lady. Mm-hmm. She farts in a jar.
Mm-hmm. And she sells it. Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay.
Look it up.
I'm sorry, but that's going in my next book. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all over here stressing about look a shirt up, that we want to wear. My chick is selling her farts?
Yeah.
And dude, people are buying them?
Yeah, she said like she made $50,000. I don't know in how long period of time she made it, but she made 50 grand selling farts. Selling farts, bro.
Bro, even if she made $1 selling farts, I'm proud of her.
It was like,
I mean, good night.
It was like, and there's companies that sell farts.
For people to smell.
Yeah.
Unreal. I
when I saw it, I was like, what? This guy has got to be fake. But then you keep seeing it everywhere and everybody's talking about this and she's a real influencer. Like she has an OnlyFans. You ever heard about OnlyFans?
Yeah.
So she has an account. And when I heard that people in they had accounts like that, like females, for example, that, you know, attractive, and somewhat, they have accounts like that. And the people who have their subscription, they they ask them for weird shit. Oh. Like, hey man, can you take your boogers out, whatever, pick your nose, scratch your head, shit like that, and they pay for that. They pay to see you, and then they do requests. Hey, I have a request, boom, 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 and then she will say, "Why? You give me $20,000, I'll do this."
Deal.
Fart in a jar. Baggedy, that's it.
Wow.
So yeah, there's a wow factor that I can. some people are lucky. They figure out a way to get money. Yeah. They hustling, man. They do whatever, man. Like, hey, man, we got to talk about Steph Curry, bro.
Yo, my boy. Broke the record it was like 250, right? And he's at like
2,977 shots, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I read something like, oh, the 300 number was, I think 300 of them were 4 feet behind the 3-point line
Yeah, I bet.
Because he shoots from like half court.
His range is ridiculous. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
Steph is nuts, bro.
And I've been watching basketball for a very long time since I know who the hell I am. I love it. And I never seen anything like that.
The range is crazy. The amount of shots he takes is just nuts.
No, his game is ridiculous.
What's the overall percentage? You know, is it 50%?
What's that?
He makes 50% of his
game right now?
Yeah.
It has to be close to that.
Okay. That's crazy. That's amazing. It
has to be close to 50% because he shoots, I don't know, it was a season that he did have 50% chance.
Yeah.
50% on the 3-point line.
Past the three. Yeah. I mean, the dude is.
Or more. It was
the dude
50
is
or
the
more.
Tiger Woods. He is the Michael Jordan of threes. He is.
Oh, definitely, man. He's on the conversation now of the greatest, man. Because the things that he's doing is never been seen before.
And I mean, how do you block it? Like you're standing on the 3-foot line and he's 5 feet away.
If you guard him that far, you just abandon your position.
You abandon your whole It's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing out there?
You broke the defense. Like, That's what he does. He breaks the defense.
He brings you way out there. Tink.
And if you come out further out, he keeps going back. It's crazy.
It is insane, which is cool. I'm glad I'm here to watch. Yeah, I'm glad he's doing what he's doing. There we go.
I'm glad I'm here to watch this stuff.
Yeah, we didn't get to see the Jordan history, but we did.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did not develop him from high school. I didn't watch him then. But yeah, I seen him when he was playing in his younger age, and it was amazing to watch.
Same thing, boy.
This is what I'm talking about. People that do amazing things that actually make it, like, for example, there's a kid that's playing basketball with one hand.
Wow.
One arm. He's missing the whole arm.
Okay.
Completely. Like he's missing the whole arm.
What?
And he's dunking in a dunk competition. He's playing in a basketball team. This kid is balling, killing it. Oh, he's good. Wow. If he had two arms, he would be the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
bro.
He'd be ridiculous. He'd be crazy.
He's really good, man. He's really, really good. Maybe I wouldn't reach on that one. But he's really, really, really good, man. And okay. It's insane to watch him. It's just like, wow.
How?
This is crazy, man.
I've been following this guy on Instagram. I'm not sure what his real name is, but his Instagram handle is Leapster. L-E-E-P.
I told you about him. The guy with no legs.
Yeah, with no legs and he runs track.
He looked like you.
Man, he's
You
kind of
look alike.
Yeah, I guess.
You kind of look alike. That's why I told you. You got to check this guy out. Yeah.
Holy
they don't, they, crap. If I'm not mistaken, they didn't accept him in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because he was
But he did get accepted to the Paralympics. And he got, he got two bronze and a gold. Or two silvers and a gold or something like that. So he did win in the Paralympics.
I think that's where they didn't accept him. At first.
I guess he was fighting for it.
He's handicapped.
If you want to call it that.
He is.
That boy is fast, though.
But he is handicapped.
Wait till they put the legs on, but boy. You be legs, like, dude!
He's funny, too. He's funny as hell.
He makes fun about it. He has fun.
Yeah.
On his Instagram, he be... hey man, come on, Alicia, let's go get in the car. And he walk out to the car, he takes his legs off and puts them in, and he's like, I can't get in, y'all. I'm like, you can fit in the back. So he squeezes in the back because his legs on the side. He just has a good time with it. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, he has a good sense of humor and he just rolls with it.
It's awesome.
But that guy is fast, bro.
I was blown away. Dude.
He's so really, cool. Really good.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. So let's see, what else is new? Yeah, just with all this time to sit and think, just some.
What is
some,
that?
I hear something. Oh, that might be that other phone.
Yeah, man, it's and the good thing, I love this time of year, man. The weather is amazing, Christmas spirits everywhere, lights, the Christmas lights, I love those. And the family time is something that for some reason we don't get to do it throughout the year, but when it comes Christmas or Thanksgiving, this from November to January,
everybody's spending time together.
Everybody just trying to get, hey, what are you doing this? You know what I mean? So okay. That's dope. My sister's coming down.
Okay.
It's Christmas, so my kids are excited to see her, and I am as well. I'm gonna spend time with the fam, man. Just take advantage of they coming down and spend time with them and chill with them.
Y'all ever do family reunions or anything like that? Kind of.
Family reunion? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but you saying if I've been?
Yeah, well, just like ever. Like, you ever try to have them? Okay.
No, my family does it every once in a while. We all get
everybody.
There's a lot of us.
As many as you can. I mean, sometimes it's not every single one, but
a lot of us.
We do a lot of that. That's nice.
How many people in your family overall, if you just guess? Without counting all of them, we're going to be here all day.
Good, yeah. I don't know, 100?
Yeah. 100? I said about 50 on mine. See, I think.
Nah, you ain't counting
there's
them.
There's got to be more. There's got to be more. Because
there's cousins.
I remember my dad did a party one time in my house. Across the street. He closed the street and everything. Like, okay. It was a big party.
Wow, there you go.
And everybody came.
There you go.
And it was everybody was me. It was just that I was living here. I always live out of Puerto Rico since I'm a young kid.
Okay.
What, teenager?
Yeah.
And I was going back to Puerto Rico to visit.
Okay.
And they did a party to welcome me.
Ah.
Bro. Everybody was there.
The whole street was down.
My whole family was there. It was crazy. There was so many people. And I was like, I was sitting in my neighbor, my front door, my cross the street neighbor.
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico. I was sitting in his balcony looking at my house in the street. People. I was like,
who are all these people?
This is for me?
We all know you.
Insane, bro. I mean, that was a lot of luck. This is a long time ago. Maybe.
Cool.
Almost 15 years ago.
Cool.
But that was insane. Right.
Yeah, I like to do that, man. It is true, like, in during the holiday time, you have more time off from work, which is good. And, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas, New Year's, that's all together. So time off is nice. But any time, in my opinion, any time off of work, with free time on your hands, it's a good time to spend with family. Because you don't get it often. Don't get it often. So you
got
to
busy life, man. Busy life. And everybody got their own thing going on. And it's hard to get people together. Like that. If you live close and,
it's not as bad.
Lucky. You're a lucky person.
Yeah.
But if you live, my sister lives 3 hours away. My mom is in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And my cousins are scattered. Like, they want somewhere in New York, somewhere in Connecticut, Puerto Rico.
They're everywhere.
Fort Myers, so West Palm. I mean,
wow.
They're everywhere. But they're not 5 minutes away.
No, that's far.
I wish
I
had my family really close just to hang out with them and more often,
It'd That'd be cool. That'd be all cool. That'd but be good.
That's not the case. And when we get the time to be together, then we hang out.
Have a good old time. There you go.
I'm planning the whole thing this weekend with my fam.
So you're going to try to do that this weekend, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, my sister's coming with her kid.
Today? Tomorrow? Tomorrow, probably.
I think she's coming Friday.
Oh, there you go.
Saturday and Sunday. She's going to stay over the weekend. And my niece just got accepted to UCF.
Oh, that's congrats.
Her.
Yo, wow.
Congratulations, Gabby. I love you.
Going good.
I haven't told her anything yet because I'm going to see her in a couple of days. So I want to see her tell
her in person.
Yeah. It's a...
She's going to be like, how did you know? She's like, I know about you, girl.
She that's where she wanted to go. She got invited to a bunch of schools.
Different places, yeah.
Yeah, she got, this is like her fourth letter.
Okay.
So.
But that's what she wanted.
That I know of. But that's the one she wanted to go.
Nice.
That's the one that she wanted to go, and they accepted her.
Okay, also. That's the, The Knights. UCF Knights, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Wow. She'd be close to me, man. She'd be like an hour away.
Ain't bad at all. It'd
be cool. She can come see me on the weekends every now and then. You know what I mean?
True that, man.
Hang out with my niece.
How's the kiddos doing? They still in homeschool? They in school? The kiddos, your kids?
No, they at home right now.
Okay.
They in my house.
Yeah.
But they going to school.
Homeschool. I'm not homeschool,
no.
But...
No. They going to school.
Fully, okay.
In person.
Going back in person and everything good? Going good? Like it? Love it?
Yeah. I mean, my son, somehow, man, this is crazy. He was doing not too good in school.
Okay.
But all of a sudden, he just went flying, bro. Like,
just clicked.
His grades are great now, and
cool. He's
enjoying school, bro. Like, out of nowhere.
Something clicked.
He's a smart kid.
Maybe he just got tired of being, doing as good as
he's
wants
a smart
to.
Kid, not because he's my son. I know this because I've seen him since he was a baby doing things that I was like, wow, it's too young for him to do that. You know what I mean? So, and he learns a lot. He reads a lot. He watches a lot of documentaries. Right, like, he's not watching stupid shit on YouTube. He actually watched things to learn. He'd be coming to me, yo, dad, did you know?
Yeah. I mean, nice. Cool.
So I love talking to him and so I know he can. I know he got the
gift for learning, that knack for it.
Yeah, but now I guess he found it.
Good.
It was kind of lost at first, but I guess he found it and he's loving life right now because he's in good grades. And when he got good grades, he's good with daddy.
He's good with dad, good with everybody.
My daughter always got good grades. I don't really have to mess with her too much.
Cool.
She's independent. My sister, she was like that.
Okay.
My sister did her own thing.
It's good to go.
Her own homework. Like, she'll stay up to 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night while I was out there partying. I'd be coming home like, what are you doing?
My oldest daughter's like that, man. She being there, yeah.
I said, it's 11:30.
I want to get ahead.
I'm not done yet. I'm like, yeah,
go to bed. What are you doing?
I'm going to bed.
Then, oh, goodness. I think one time she got like, I think she had like an 80, an 88, which I think like an 89 is a B, right? She got like an 88 on some test. Tears, crying, just like, what the whole world is it? I'm like, baby, it's cool. It's just one time. But yeah, which is good. I like that. I like to see that independence. And females, to me, that's attractive. That's beautiful to me. I love to see them flexing on whatever they can and just, going for it. You don't always have to be like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. Like, you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to learn everything I can. That's a good, good thing to see,
I'm glad I never had to have that talk with my daughter. She's doing her own thing. And she's doing
it. Man.
And her grades are speaking for herself. I don't have to.
Try to encourage her, help her. You can do it. Like, anything.
Yeah, I didn't have to. I didn't have to have that talk.
You got this, hon. Go ahead.
I know. I think she got it. She got it. But I hope that the day she needs it, she comes to me and tell everybody. You know what I mean?
Probably.
But so whatever she got going on, man. Listen.
Let's see. What else good? It's wintertime, so I put up my little campfire in the background. So I've been, having little campfires with the fam and chilling
out.
Same.
I did the same thing.
You ever heard of Colored Flames?
No.
I don't know who I'm going to give a shout out to. I'm going to shout out to Amazon because that's where I found it. They got these little blocks. I don't know what's in it, but you just put it on the fire. And generally you think of fire as, orangey and reddish, right? Bro, this thing's got green flames, gold flames, blue and red flames, orange. Like, it turns your fire all kind of crazy colors. But you can't eat over it. That's the only bad
thing. Yeah, but that's...
What but about it the looks so cool. Man,
just
it looks
just
cool.
For the heat.
It's just for the looks. Yeah. I don't even know if it gives off heat. It colors...
No, but I'm saying that you can use it for the heat. Like, just call out, just sit by the fire real quick and just look at the fire
just
with
like
no
that.
Marshmallows.
So what we do is we cook first. Cook the marshmallows. Everybody's like, you had enough? I had enough. All right. Put it on. You know what I'm saying? Then we just chilling.
I never heard of
kind
this.
Just
shit.
Drinking,
every time I talk to you,
out.
You tell me some crazy.
Bro, there's a bunch of fun stuff out there. You just gotta try to take a look sometimes, see what you can see.
Damn, I never heard of that. So, not now that you said it.
Go
is
look.
What I'm gonna do.
You know you're gonna go on Amazon and be like, look at these colors, and Amazon next day delivery, baby, ain't gotta wait that long. So
yep, I'm gonna go look into that. That's crazy, man. So, talking about Christmas and Thanksgiving. I just hope, the people that are listening, at least the people that are listening to us, that y'all don't drink and drive, man. This is something that is killing a lot of people out there. Recently, there was an accident in Puerto Rico. And I talk about this because It happens a lot on Christmas, man. It happens at this time of year.
Holidays.
Listen, for a long time, when I was in Puerto Rico, for years, every year, a friend of mine died. Or somebody I knew from school.
Yeah.
Guess how he died.
Drinking? Drinking drunk. Wow.
Or a drunk driver hit him, killed him. It was at least once a year, or it was somebody I knew from the town or from school, or somebody that I know, somebody's dad, or but it was have something to do with that. Mm. It has something to do with that. And recently, a rapper from Puerto Rico, his little brother, got killed by a lady driving against, you know, on the wrong side of traffic.
Wow. And drunk?
Same thing? And she was drunk. So, and the kid was like 21.
Young. Man, great day.
Just, maybe
just
younger.
Just driving, just chilling.
Maybe younger than that. He was chilling on a one of those Can-Am, whatever you call that. It's like a four-wheeler, but cooler.
Okay.
You sit on it, like you could have a passenger and shit like that.
Oh, Can-Am. Yeah, Can-Am. You're talking about.
I know how to say it in Spanish, but I didn't want to fuck it
up. Close enough.
Yeah. So... He was riding one of them with his friend and a bunch of motorcycles, you know, group of people.
Yeah, just hanging out.
And man, he went through a bridge, very famous bridge in PR that takes you to the airport, and bam, that's when it happened.
Mm.
A month later, somebody that we know that works here grew up with this guy, and when he was growing up, they weren't brothers. Blood brothers, but they kind of grew up together.
Okay.
He died. Guess how he died?
What? Same thing?
Same exact way, brother.
Driving a Can-Am.
No.
But oh, okay.
He was driving a car, but... I mean, at least I think so. But he was driving a car, and somebody against traffic, drunk, hit him, killed him, man. And this is just happening a lot, bro. Wow. People lose control because they drunk.
Yeah.
And you can hurt somebody. We always talk about DUIs and... messing up your future, shit like that. But look,
not only that, man, killing somebody, yeah,
or imagine killing yourself, forget it. But killing somebody, an old lady, or a baby, or, you know, it's gonna, man. That lady that killed the brother of the rapper,
yeah,
she's going to jail, man.
Wow, that's true. Good point.
She's going to jail.
Because it's manslaughter, I think is what they call it.
I don't know what they charge her with.
Vehicular manslaughter,
something like that. Involuntary manslaughter.
Yep.
Mm. So she's going to prison.
It might be 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know how long, but she's going to prison. And listen, you see her, I'm pretty sure she didn't left the house that day and saying, you know what, I'm going to kill somebody today.
Oh, of course not.
Right? You don't see her, she don't give you that vibe.
Just like people when they drinking, you know, they just drinking, having fun, then I think, man, I got to get home.
Yo, Uber,
that's it,
bro.
Right there.
Come on,
Uber.
Hey,
man, I gotta get
home. We so advanced with taxi and shit like that. It's not like you have to wait an hour for a cab, bro. Man. You can just call in 2 or 5 minutes.
They will be there. Bro, I saw a video of a guy at a bar. He walked out to his car and he kind of stumbled. He was like, nope. He sat right on the windowsill of the bar, called Uber. His car was right there. And in fact, cops pulled up. Like, what are you doing? Just waiting on my Uber. Like, you can't just be sitting out here at the bar. Sir, I'm drunk. I ride home. I'm not getting in my car. And 5 minutes later, Uber showed up.
And the cops were there?
Yeah. Like, well, okay. Well, what about your car?
I don't care, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care.
I mean, it's not that you don't care about what's yours. But imagine God forbid. That. And I hope everybody's safe these holidays.
Yeah.
But imagine going through that, bro. You're taking somebody's life because you made that decision to drive drunk.
Yeah.
Think about it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna mess up your whole life and your family's life, man. Because you're the man of the house, right? And even though if your wife works or if you whatever, you're gonna put a dent, a hole,
yeah,
on your family's life, on your kids' life, on your mom's, on your wife, on your sister's,
or whoever's. Whatever the person you kill, their life
and
will
their
also
family.
Have a hole, man.
And their family, bro. Because you're gonna be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, don't do that.
Going to prison for killing somebody, bro.
Yeah, call Uber. It's easy.
Isn't it easy to
so easy. And not even Uber. There's like 7 or 8 of them now, right? There's like Uber and...
There's a bunch.
Delivery this and... There's a whole bunch.
Lyft. Lyft. Uber, there's Lyft. And the Yellow Cab still out there.
Yellow Cab. That's another one.
City Cab. They still relevant. Yeah. You know they still out there.
Yeah, out there.
They still got a spot in the airport.
So, no reason to be drinking and driving.
Don't drink and drive, y'all. Don't drink and drink all you want.
And then sit right there. Or get a ride. Get a ride with a buddy.
Don't drive, man.
Give me a ride. Nope. Okay.
Don't do it. I just seen so many stories and that are heartbreaking, and I just have to say this on this platform.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do it, bro.
Yeah, don't.
Please don't do it.
I like that. That's pretty good.
Stay safe, man. And
yeah, drink all you want, but don't go in the car.
If you have enough money to get drunk, I'm pretty sure you got enough money to get a cab. Yeah. Or you could get an Uber, bro.
Yeah, that's true. It's less.
You know what I'm saying?
How much is a beer or a drink at most places? $6-$7? You know what I'm saying? Like... Yeah, if you had 8 to 10 of those, you can afford an Uber home.
Come on now, set it on a credit card.
Yeah, or whatever you gotta do, man.
If you're broke, get a credit card and give it to everybody. All right, and set it up there. But don't drink and drive. That's my message for the day.
You know, I heard a few. I don't know if this is still around, but a few bars are even. They offer, like, if you can't afford it, you can call, ask them. Hey, man. You know, I have my tab going. Can you put an Uber on there? You know what I'm saying? Try to help me out so I can get home. And they're like, got you, man.
They have asked me that before.
Yeah.
They asked me that before. You want me to call somebody?
Call somebody? And I'm like, the same thing. They don't want you going out there messing.
I'm like,
up.
No, I ain't driving. My boy's driving. Yep. So they're like, okay, you good. Because here's the thing. I remember back before Uber.
Yeah.
I think they used to penalize the bars.
Oh, that paid you what
for
it
letting
was.
You, for letting you...
leave.
Walk out that bar drunk as hell.
Mm.
And I remember, when did I went? I went somewhere, man. And this dude was blasted. He was drinking. He was like sleeping in the bar. Wow. And the lady serving in another drink.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, he was his face was laying on the bar.
He was
sideways.
Done. He was done.
And he was done. And I'm like, man, is that dude all right? And all of a sudden, he just got up. He just sat up and looked at all this combat. And then the lady was like, here's your next one. And he just kept drinking. I was out with my wife. Is that for, I was recently. And I was like, that is insane. That lady just kept giving me alcohol.
He went and got in the car?
Maybe he leaped there. I don't know.
Maybe he was trying to get her so drunk he just died. Like, he ain't going nowhere. Don't worry, guys.
Maybe he leaps upstairs. Who knows, man? But I remember hearing a couple of things that the bartenders will get penalized or fined. That's what we're gonna start with.
Coquito.
Yeah, coquito.
But anyways, yo, about this coquito.
You never tried coquito, I heard.
Nope.
But coquito is a what are you saying? Puerto Rican
eggnog.
Eggnog. It has I don't know the ingredients all the ingredients in the drink, but I know it has coconut, rum.
Yeah.
I believe it's real rum. And it has some cinnamon.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of stuff.
I don't know if it has sugar or not, but it's sweet.
Yeah, okay.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's really, really... If somebody makes it right.
Of
like
course.
The right way.
Yeah.
You know who makes a great coquito?
Your girl.
Hector.
His okay.
mother. Not him. His mother.
Oh, okay.
What? Bro, that lady, hands of God, bro. That lady can make some coquito for real. Listen, I think I bought a bottle.
Where they live?
I bought a bottle like 2 years ago, right?
Bought a bottle? Is it something you can buy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
from,
even easier.
From them. Like.
Oh, okay.
So I bought a bottle, right? It came back bought it on a Friday, came back Monday, bought another one. On Wednesday, I think I bought six bottles.
Wow.
It was so good. It was really good.
That's how. That's you, though. That's what you do.
It's
you
just,
find something you like.
You know,
kill
I
it, boy. You just, every day, all day for like a month straight. Like, I gotta have another one.
Yeah.
I know it's good.
I always been like, do I get like that?
Can't handle it no more.
Yep. So my boy Miguel's gonna bring me a bottle.
Nice.
And I don't know. It's a friend.
Miguel's Puerto Rican.
Miguel's Mexican.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But a friend of a friend makes it.
Okay.
And I said, is it good? And he goes, oh, yes. It's really good.
Cool.
And he's not from Puerto Rico, so if he likes it.
It's probably all right.
It's probably all right.
Yeah, okay.
Because I say, I drink any coquito, but it has to taste sweet and it has to have that little kick.
Okay.
Kick of liquor.
Of rum.
Yeah. Hmm. So if you get a so I was saying about this video on Instagram. This dude, his girlfriend, I guess, is telling him, go ahead, drink the coquito. And he goes, no, I don't know. What is that? Quiquito? No, coquito, bro. Drink it. Check it out.
Say it right.
Try it. And he goes, I don't know, man. I don't know about that. And then it's like a before and after video. And then the before, he's like, he's so hesitant. He's like, I don't want it. And they show the after video, bro. And he is dancing reggaeton. I think he have a Puerto Rican flag or some sort. Sideways singing Daddy Yankee songs.
He's all the way already. This guy, nope.
What's that?
I don't know.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
That's the thing, man. It's like
a meme. But there's like a trillion videos on Instagram
about it. Can't find stuff anywhere.
When I see it, I'm gonna save it because I seen it twice already.
Okay.
When I seen it, I'll send it to you. It's hilarious, but it's a typical drink from my amazing, beautiful island, Puerto Rico.
True.
You have to try it, bro. When you go somewhere, if you go to a party these holidays and there's a
normal, sounds like what I need to do is Puerto hit Rican, up Hector's mom.
Last year,
don't do it no more.
Last year, I was on him. Yeah, I was on him from November hit. You know, Puerto Rican started celebrating Christmas right before Thanksgiving.
So where is that? I'm ready.
So I was right in November. I was like, yo, bro, mom make me some coquito. Oh, let me see if I ask her. She don't want to make it no more. I don't know. Man, please try, bro. I'm begging you, try. That was last year. This year, I tried again, but no luck. I let you know. He said, I let you know.
Okay.
No luck. So I have to find somebody. I have to find a source. Every year.
I think he was Puerto Rican.
I spend a couple $100 on coquitos a year, bro. Because I got a big family. When we get together.
Yeah, listen, what about your fams? Not really?
No.
Okay. That might not be their thing. Yeah, it's not everybody's thing.
It's just not an everybody thing. I love it. You know, I'm going to ask I never asked them. Yeah. I never asked my sister.
Just throw it out there. Like, hey, fam. Who makes some good
coquito? Maybe she can make it for me when she's here. She's.
Why don't you be like, I got a bottle right now.
She's up. Yeah.
I got a bottle already. What you mean?
I gotta ask her. I don't want to put no more stuff on her because she's traveling here, so I don't want to like.
Maybe she can make it when she gets here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it there. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
So I have a lady coming to my house to make tamales for us.
Ooh, that's good.
I can give you some.
Nope.
But.
You know where we found the best tamales ever on. Like Facebook Marketplace or something. There was like a little ad. Come by this address. You know, fresh tamales. Friday and Saturday night.
Seriously?
Bro, we went there. We must have bought 6-7 platters. Tore them up. So. And it was, you know, we got there. It's just a lady's house. She's just chilling. She's just, you know, in there cooking it up. There's like 3 or 4 cars right in the driveway when we got there. They're walking really? Out with plates. We were like, oh, this is the spot right here.
This and is the spot. But the lady that I don't have, even though I have a Mexican wife, I don't have a lot of experiences on tamales until I met her. That's when I started messing with tamales.
True.
And I only try it from 2 people. Mexico, straight from Mexico, they send us tamales one time.
Oh, nice.
And they were good. They were different. They were mint. They had one that had like mint.
Wow.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Delicious. Sounds it's like good. A candy.
Okay.
Just like a candy, but a tamale. Dang. And then they had, but the lady that makes them here, oh my man, that's
good too.
Something else.
She lives in your neighborhood?
She lives close to my house.
Okay.
But
yeah,
she's going to do it at home because she recently moved and she don't have the space to mess with it. So a lot of. Not that I have a mansion in my house, but I have
a little bit more room.
I have a little kitchen outside.
Oh,
so she makes them outside. She cooks out. She don't like to do it inside the house.
Nice.
So I said, I need a kitchen outside because she lives in an apartment. I guess she can't mess with it right now.
Okay.
But she wants to cook outside. So I provide
the
kitchen.
No problem.
Yeah, I
got you.
At first, I was a little hesitant because my sister was coming, and I was like, well, I want to have visitors here, and then I have somebody cooking. It's going to be like a little clusterfuck, right?
But now when she's outside.
And then I thought about it. And yeah, my wife said,
no, but fancy, but you got a chef up in here? You got sis just for you.
Yeah, I didn't think about
that. For you.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, I'm going to roll down on it like that. But she said, no, she's going to be cooking outside.
Yeah, that'd be all
right. I'm like, all right, I like the idea. So
yeah, that sounds.
And it's going to be right there.
Fresh.
What?
Right off.
Yeah, man.
Eat it.
I'm going to be.
I gotta open it in the aluminum foil.
I'm gonna bring you some, but I will appreciate it.
5 days from now, they're gonna be gone. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, she's coming at the 23rd.
That's tomorrow. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I mean, if you save them for 3 days, okay. Well, they'll doubt it. They're going to be so good.
They'll be in the fridge.
Yeah, they're going to be in your belly.
That's what they're going to be. I'll tell you what, if you remind me, because I forget everything, bro.
Okay.
If you remind me. Yo, forget about tomatoes, bro.
You know what you said.
I bring you some for you and your fam so you can try them out.
All right.
Maybe she can get a new customer from you guys. She makes them good.
That's true.
I mean, she makes them really good. And spicy and non-spicy and mole. The mole ones are my favorite.
Mole. You love that.
What? You know I like that shit.
She do.
All right, man. So anyway, it's going to be it for the day, fellas. Yeah. I hope you guys have a very good holidays with your family. Please listen to me. Please. Don't drink and drive, man.
Keep it safe.
Have fun. Eat like a beast and all
and
those.
And sit down. And chill. And
drink like an alcoholic if you want. But do not drive. All right, fellas, ladies, stay young home, people man. Out there.
Check out the book, The and Gift please, of Free Will.
Go check that book out. See what my you boy, Greg.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm proud of you, man. And I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you,
and you're going to do great. You're going to do great.
Thanks to you, man. Thanks to y'all. Thanks to everybody out there.
You're going to do great. That book's going to be great. And I'm waiting for the next one. Let's see this. You pull out your first book.
Yep.
But I know there's more coming.
I can't tell you about it.
Oh, see?
You know how we do. I'm going to just walk up on you and be like, hey, bro, the second one's done. What?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
Second one is up. Never
the second one done. Yeah, you heard me? Yeah.
All right, y'all. Y'all be safe, man.
Have a good one.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Let It Out. Stay tuned for the next, y'all.